This Saturday morning with 4-H on the Air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op, the Edson Hilltop 4-H Club is at the fair, and we had a chance to speak with some of the kids from Edson Hilltop, Megan Mercier. Megan, tell me a little bit about you and your club.
Well, this year we have 42 members with our club, and at the fair I show swine, a corsage, and banana bread.
Wow, 42 members this year. That's pretty big.
Yeah, that is quite a members.
So, and you're an officer with your 4-H club. Tell me about that, and how old are you?
I am 14, and I am the historian with the club.
And what does a historian do?
We collect pictures throughout the year, and then we put it together like a big scrapbook, and then we show it at the judging.
So tell me a little bit about your swine. How many did you take, and how'd you do?
I took one this year, and I got a white ribbon with showmanship, and I got a red ribbon with regular showing.
In showmanship, why a white ribbon? You seem like you got a handle on pigs. What happened?
My pig liked to ride the gate more than in the middle.
And you said you took a corsage. How do you make a corsage?
Well, this year I put together like some flowers that I thought would go together really nice, and I decorated them with jewels and sparkles, and I put on a bracelet.
And what'd you rate on that? What kind of ribbon did you get?
I got a blue ribbon.
Excellent. And banana bread. I didn't see any samples yet, but how would it turn out and how'd you do?
I got a blue ribbon and the judges were amazed.
Excellent. Now, your 4-H club is also involved in community service. Tell me about that.
Yes, we did community service at Sioux Line Park in Stanley, and we planted flowers, and we've been maintaining the weeds and the flowers with watering.
And why do you plant the flowers?
We planted them because the park seemed kind of gloomy, so then we decided to put flowers there.
Make it a little bit more friendly, huh?
Yes.
All right, thanks, Megan. You take care, and we'll catch up with you next year.
Yep.
That's Megan Mercier, and up next we have Levi Lindsay. Levi, tell me a little bit about you. How old are you, and what's all going on with you?
I'm 12 years old, and I'm taking a steer and a heifer.
You took a steer and a heifer, and how'd you do at the fair this last year at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair?
I took second with my steer and third with my heifer.
Second with your steer? No. You sell them at the end of the fair. How'd you turn out? Are you sad to see them go?
Yeah, it's always hard.
What are you going to do with the money? You sell them, you get the money from the buyer. Where's that money going to go, and what's it going to go toward?
Put it in my college account for college.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know. I haven't decided.
And how about your heifer? Now, do you sell the heifer as well as the steer, or do you take that one home?
I take that one home.
So what are you going to do with her?
Breed her and bring her back next year with the calf.
Excellent. That's Levi Lindsay, and up next we have Taylor Lindsay. Taylor, you have to put up not only with your brother, but you had to work with him at the fair. Tell me a little bit about how old are you, and what did you all bring to the Northern Wisconsin State Fair this year?
I am 14 years old. I brought a heifer and woodworking, photography, and baking.
And how'd you do with your, now this is a beef heifer too.
Yeah, I did pretty good with her. I got second blue, and yeah, I was pretty happy.
Excellent. Now how'd you get second blue?
I don't know, the judge liked her, I guess. She was feminine, and yeah.
And you said you also took woodworking. What'd you make?
I made a fruit basket that you can put fruit in, and I received a first on that.
Was there a lot of competition with that?
Yeah, there was a few other ones that I had to compete against.
You're also into photography. What kind of photos do you take, and tell me about those?
Well, this year I showed my best photo, re-enlarged, and I went out to Yellowstone last summer, and I took a picture of a buffalo, and I actually received an award of excellence on it.
So. Excellent. Now, what made you go out to Yellowstone? Just a vacation?
Yeah, a family vacation.
And what part of the buffalo did you take? The whole thing that you had to enlarge it? What did the picture all look like?
It was just a buffalo with, like, the hills in the background, and yeah.
Excellent. I look forward to seeing that. And baking. You love to be in the kitchen baking in the oven. What'd you bake this year, and tell me about that?
I made chocolate chip cookies, and I received a blue on that. I made granola bars and received a red, and I decorated a cupcake. I put a flower on it, and I received a blue on that.
So what are your plans for next year's fair?
Well, I'm hoping to bring more livestock and hopefully decorate a cake and take more photography.
We'll see you next year at the fair.
Thank you.
That's Taylor Lindsay with the Edson Hilltop 4-H Club this Saturday morning with 4-H on the Air, brought to you by Dunn Energy Co-op and Eau Claire Energy Co-op.